Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our risen Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text is the epistle lesson from Paul's letter to the Colossians, the first chapter. Listen again to verses 17 and 18. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. This is our text. Some of you will immediately recognize these words as the basis for the motto of our Concordia College in Ann Arbor, Michigan, that in all things Christ might have the preeminence. And those are good words for a motto for a school, or for an individual, or for a ministry. Because these words remind us that Christ is the head of all creation and that he is the head of the church. In Christ, all things were created. Paul reminds his readers that Christ was involved in the creation, that while we usually speak of God the Father as the creator, it is really the activity of all three persons of the triune God. So Paul says all things were created through him and for him. No created being in the universe exists independent of Jesus Christ, for he is before all things. Also in Christ, Paul reminds us, all things have their permanence. Not only creation, but also preservation is connected to Jesus Christ. In him, all things hold together, Paul says. All things that exist have their existence in him. So that Christ is supreme over the entire universe of all creatures. In heaven and on earth, the visible and the invisible, thrones, dominions, principalities, and authorities, he is supreme over all. He is preeminent. Christ also, then, is the head of the body, the church. His saving work affects all of creation. His suffering and death on the cross, his resurrection from the dead, bring reconciliation and peace to all of creation. He is before all things, the Alpha, the beginning. He stands in preeminence and supremacy over all. And he is the firstborn of the dead. It's an interesting choice of words, the firstborn of the dead. It's not the same emphasis that Paul and others make in other places in Scripture talking about Jesus as the first fruit, but rather the firstborn of the dead is not so much an emphasis on the fact that many will follow in the resurrection from the dead, but rather emphasizing Jesus' supremacy over death. For he stands preeminent over death and all the powers of death and evil. He has conquered them in his resurrection from the dead. He has exerted his supremacy over death by that resurrection. So Paul calls on the Colossians to realize, first of all, the vast extent and power of the reconciliation which Jesus has won. And he reminds them, first of all, to think of their situation before Christ, because they were estranged and hostile to God. They were doing evil deeds. But now, by faith in Christ, the reconciliation which he won is theirs. And so now they are at peace with God. And because of Christ, they are holy and blameless before God. And Paul admonishes them that they are to continue in this faith in Jesus Christ, that they are to be stable and steadfast, filled with the hope that comes from the good news that Christ is preeminent in all things. And that brings us back to our motto. For we also are to live a life with Christ preeminent. And really, it's much more than a motto for living. It's an entire way of life. And yet so often that is not the case with us. Students, for example, put that extra cup of coffee or that precious few extra minutes to prepare for a coming class ahead of their attendance at chapel services. And faculty and staff complain about being overworked instead of readily accepting a new opportunity to be of service. Even parish pastors find themselves putting other things in a place of preeminence before Christ. So that at pastoral conferences we often hear about boasting of all the work and all the hours that the pastor is putting in, and how many new people have been added to his membership role in the past year. This is especially a problem also among new pastors who are beginning their ministry. For as they leave the seminary, they so often think that they have all of the answers to all of the questions, and the task before them is simply to impart their vast knowledge to their new congregation. But whatever it is, there are so many things in our life that we put before Christ that we need to hear the comforting words which Paul tells the Colossians. For all the times when Christ was not preeminent in our lives and our work, he extends to us the reconciliation which he won with his flesh and blood on the cross. The forgiveness of our sins, so that each day we can start again anew, putting Jesus Christ first in our lives. The forgiveness that he extends to us again this morning through this sacrament. So that through the reconciliation, we are made holy and blameless before God, that in everything Christ might have the preeminence. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which goes beyond all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, and to life everlasting.